Warren Buffett transformed $105,000 into more than $30 billion, not through complex formulas or insider knowledge, but by understanding a fundamental truth about markets. Approximately 95% of participants operate with a short-term mindset. This creates predictable patterns of overreaction that patient investors can exploit. While most investors chase trends and react emotionally to headlines, Buffett waits for opportunities created by others' short-sightedness. This approach turned Berkshire Hathaway shares from $1,000 in 1986 to over $50,000 by 2000. The beauty lies in its simplicity. Buffett doesn't predict economic trends or time markets. Instead, he recognizes when market psychology creates disconnects between price and value. Think about it. Would you sell your successful local business for half its value because of a temporary setback? Yet this happens constantly in the stock market, where excellent businesses trade at massive discounts during temporary difficulties. Buffett divides businesses into commodity businesses with poor economics and consumer monopolies with terrific economics. Commodity businesses compete primarily on price, creating a destructive cycle where efficiency improvements lead to price cuts that competitors must match, eliminating profits. Airlines exemplify this pattern. When one adds fuel-efficient planes, others follow, preventing sustainable advantages. Consumer monopolies sell products where quality and uniqueness, not price, drive purchasing decisions. These companies maintain monopoly-like positions through brand power or unique market positions. Like toll bridges controlling river crossings, businesses such as Coca-Cola and Microsoft control products consumers desire, giving them pricing freedom that yields higher margins. The financial contrast is striking. While commodity businesses like Burlington Industries struggled with 1.4% profit margins and 3.6% returns on equity, Coca-Cola enjoyed 16.3% margins and 32.5% returns. Consumer monopolies typically generate substantial cash flows, operate with minimal debt, and require less reinvestment in manufacturing facilities. Buffett evaluates investments through 8 questions that identify resilient consumer monopolies. First, can you identify a consumer monopoly product or service? Look for must-have brands like Coca-Cola or Disney. Second, does the company show consistent upward-trending earnings? Third, is the company conservatively financed? True consumer monopolies generate abundant cash with minimal debt. Fourth, does the company earn consistently high returns on shareholders' equity, 15% or higher? Buffett targets companies exceeding the 12% corporate average. Coca-Cola averaged 33%, Hershey 16.7%, and ServiceMaster over 40%. Fifth, can the business use retained earnings for growth rather than maintenance? Sixth, can the company reinvest retained earnings at high rates? The difference is substantial. $10,000 annually for 10 years equals $100,000 uninvested, but grows to $370,388 at 23% interest. Seventh, can the business adjust prices for inflation without losing customers? Finally, does the company's retained earnings continuously increase underlying business value? Berkshire Hathaway demonstrates this. From 1983 to 2000, shareholders' equity grew from $975 to $38,000 per share, 3,789%, while share price increased from $1,000 to $50,000, 4,900%. Have you ever considered how dramatically these factors compound over decades? Buffett identifies 4 categories of businesses with toll bridge effects that yield excellent returns. First are essential brand name products that merchants must stock. When a product has a single manufacturer, merchants lose pricing power, and competition occurs between retailers rather than manufacturers, preserving the manufacturer's margins. Examples include Coca-Cola, Marlboro, and Hershey's. Second are communications businesses, providing necessary repetitive services connecting manufacturers to consumers. Advertising creates a conceptual toll bridge between them. Warren valued media businesses like ABC, Capital Cities, and local newspapers with limited competition. Third are businesses offering essential repetitive services using limited skill workers hired as needed, such as ServiceMaster, Rollins, Orkin, and American Express. Fourth are retail stores with regional quasi-monopoly positions. Companies like Nebraska Furniture Mart leverage monopoly buying power to purchase inventory at deep discounts, then undersell competitors while maintaining profitability through high turnover. A practical way to identify excellent toll bridge businesses: observe which brand name products supermarkets must carry to remain competitive, often more revealing than financial publications. Buffett succeeds by investing in consumer monopolies when their prices are depressed by temporary setbacks. He targets four recoverable situations. Stock market corrections rarely affect underlying business economics. Warren acquired Washington Post during the 1973-74 crash and Coca-Cola during the 1987 crash, building positions while others fled. The ideal scenario combines market panic with company-specific bad news. Industry-wide recessions create opportunities with recovery periods of 1 to 4 years. Warren recommends focusing on well-capitalized industry leaders that were highly profitable pre-recession. Capital City / ABC lost 40% of its value in 1990 merely for projecting flat earnings, later merging with Disney at $125 per share. Individual calamities occur when excellent companies make costly mistakes that crush their stock prices, as with GEICO and American Express. Structural changes like mergers often create special charges that temporarily depress share prices, as with Warren's Costco investment. The key insight: temporary problems in excellent businesses create asymmetric investment opportunities, limited downside with substantial upside potential. When others see disaster, can you spot the opportunity beneath? To determine if a troubled consumer monopoly is worth buying, Buffett examines 7 to 10 years of earnings history for consistency and upward trends, then calculates initial return rate by dividing current earnings per share by purchase price. When he bought Coca-Cola at $5.22 with 36 cents earnings, his initial return was 6.89%. He then projects future value using historical return on equity and earnings growth. Warren estimates future shareholders' equity based on historical returns, then forecasts earnings by multiplying by projected ROE. With Coca-Cola in 1988, the company had $1.07 per share equity and earned 36 cents, a 33.6% ROE. Warren viewed this as an equity/bond with a 33.6% yield, with 58%, 21 cents, retained and 42%, 15 cents, paid as dividends. By maintaining this ROE while retaining earnings, he projected 19.4% annual equity growth. This simple mathematics, applied consistently, reveals business value others miss. Warren observed that patience is the hardest virtue to practice. Consumer monopolies at the right price offer fortune-making opportunities, but finding them requires patience in a world fixated on immediate results. This contradicts modern investment culture, where activity is mistaken for progress. Buffett's methodology involves thorough research followed by periods of inactivity, with decisive action when genuine opportunities arise. As he said, the stock market is a device for transferring money from the impatient to the patient. The path is straightforward: study businesses deeply, focus on durable competitive advantages, wait for attractive prices, act decisively when opportunities emerge, and hold long-term as business value compounds. This approach won't make you rich quickly, but offers a reliable path to sustainable wealth. True wealth comes from owning exceptional businesses that grow more valuable over time. In a world obsessed with short-term results, your greatest edge might simply be a longer time horizon and the emotional discipline to act when others panic. Warren's greatest lesson may be that extraordinary returns come not from extraordinary actions, but from doing ordinary things with extraordinary discipline.